Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to get things going here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, and for Jenks today. And if you like the NFL, we've got a show for you, because we've got all kinds of iterations of what's going on in the league. If you want to bet on it, we've got our Thursday night football plays. If you like just football in general, because I understand some of you tune into the show and you're like, listen, we don't want to bet on everything. We do have power rankings. We have survivor plays, which I know is like betting light. But hey, everybody wants to know who's going to win in the NFL. So anyway, you slice it, a ton of football to talk about. But then I will say, last night, even though my bet was in the NBA, I found myself watching college hoops. And I was like, Chelsea, why didn't you bet on college basketball if that's what you want to watch? Because I was completely enthralled with the Arizona and UConn game. But then I was like, all right, I forgot that I have a bet in the Timberwolves and Wizards game. Needless to say, I did not watch it. And I'm glad I didn't, because I didn't even win my bet.
It was a tough night for us. Just as a collective. A lot of NBA bets, not a lot of wins. In fact, no wins. An ofer. We have flawless victory on the show. Last night was flawless defeat. We didn't catch a single dub. It was kind of embarrassing.
It's fine.
I expected better. I had three opportunities. I lost by a hook. I finally understand what you have felt for a couple weeks where you lose a prop bet by a hook. I lost it by a hook. Nikola Jokic couldn't get it done. Could get one more rebound, one more assist, one more point. Terrible.
That's when you yell at the screen. You're like, dude, how tall are you? You can't just put a hand up and just grab a rebound. Like, come on, man, just one more. But listen, if this was college football, that loss would be graded as a, quote, good loss. Like, I can't get my brain around, you know, the theory of college football, and I keep applying it to other things. Because as I'm watching college basketball last night, and Arizona, what a win over UConn last night on the road. They are five games into the season, and they already have five, I think, top 25 wins. And some of those coming on the road, like going on the road to UConn, that environment was absolutely crazy last night. So to hang on for that win was a big deal. But I'm thinking, like, if this was college football, they'd be like, yeah, but it's a good loss for UConn. What?
That's the fun of college football, though, is the hypotheticals and the still lifting your team up in a loss. If it's a good loss, it's a bad loss, you tank your team.
Right. So in the eyes of college football, that was a good loss for you know, your bet on Nikola Jokic. It was a loss, but it was a good loss.
He missed a free throw. They're literally free. My parents used to tell me that all the time. I'm shedding tears in studio, but also because something's in my eye. But he missed a free throw. I mean, like, come on, guy. They're free. And you're halfway toward the rim just standing up anyway. It's brutal.
Well, I mean, to his credit, it's still Nikola Jokic, and it's still a high number. So it's not like he had, like, what, 12 points? Like, he still, I'm sure, had a decent night, right?
Yeah, I mean, he still had a triple-double. So literally my reason for playing this yesterday was because I was like, what if he doesn't have a triple-double but still hits the 51.5? And in turn, he did not have the 51.5, but he still got a triple-double. So it literally blew up in my face.
I'm so sorry. I've been there before, my friend. I've had many an 0-3 night here on the show. And let me tell you, there is another day and there is another sun that rises. It hasn't risen yet, but I promise you things will get better. And plus, we have plenty of things to bet on today. Friday's usually a big card, so you've got plenty of ways to chase and negate an 0-3 night. So we surge forward. All right, so the big news in the NFL yesterday, if you care about the Cleveland Browns, but some people do care about Shedeur Sanders. It feels like he gets way more headlines than like a third-string quarterback should, and he will get the start on Sunday against the Raiders for the Cleveland Browns. So this is not a good sign of you're doing something right. So the line yesterday was the Raiders laying 2.5 against the Browns. And then after the news of Shedeur Sanders starting, the line moved to 4. That is not an indictment of good things that the odds makers think about the Browns. But I will say this. We know Shedeur Sanders wanted to start. He wants to be a starting quarterback. And here's what he said about finally getting some of that spotlight.
Fans have a lot of expectations and hope. And I would be doing a disservice to myself and disservice to the organization if I didn't feel like I am the guy. I did everything I need to. I'm doing everything I need to prepare to be the best version of myself as possible. With the circumstances, everything got to be sped up, and that's great. You know, I like pressure in life. I'm just excited for everything. So, you know, I feel like I'm the guy. I know I'm the guy, but you know, you just have to be able to see. The game got to speak.
All right. Long, deep breath. I feel like I'm trying to read into this without rolling my eyes at first, because I think when people talk and there's already a narrative on them, it's hard not to apply that to what they're saying here. Then, did you have trouble listening to this and be like, all right, we know you're the guy. Like, you don't have to say it 17 times. How about you say, I'm just going to go out there and be prepared and I'm excited, you know, for this opportunity?
No, I didn't really have a problem with that. I think there's like a weird back and forth between him and Dylan Gabriel where it kind of feels like Gabriel's been taking shots at him. So it feels like he was then taking shots. Yeah, just some sly shots at Dylan Gabriel. I don't know what their actual relationship is, but that to me, I wasn't bothered by anything that he said, but now I have to go out there and prove it. Like, you just can't be doing this, I'm the guy, I'm the guy, I'm the guy, and then go out there and look like just a guy. You have to now look like the guy, especially against a defense in Las Vegas that is not good. So, like, you kind of get everything that you're hoping for Shedeur Sanders on a silver platter. You get all of the reps. That's very important, as we've learned this week. You're going to get all the reps. You're going up against a defense that's not very good, and you play with a defense that's very good, and you're going up against an offense that's not very good. So, like, you really don't have to do a ton to come away with a win. I got to figure that if Cleveland gets to 21 points, they're going to win this football game, but you got to get them to 21 points, and there are not going to be as many excuses this week as there were this past weekend where he went 4-16, as much as Jacina Anderson was giving us all of the excuses on Twitter. The back against the wall, he makes a big throw where it was Jerry Jeudy making three guys miss. Or the Shedeur Sanders with no reps just threw his first interception. Like, thank you for that. We don't need the extra commentary. He's a rookie quarterback. He's going to look like a rookie against Las Vegas. But can he do enough good to justify giving him this opportunity to play against the Raiders? And a lot of that is going to come onto coaching as well, Chelsea. Get him out of the pocket. He excels when he's on the move, as most young quarterbacks do. It allows them to play a little bit of backyard football, but also to not have a guy like Max Crosby breathing down his neck. Move the pocket, get him out there on the outside, and then honestly just let him rip it. You're the Cleveland Browns. You suck anyway. So, like, you might as well just see if he has an arm at the NFL level and push the ball down the field.
Yeah, I think it's all about, like,
at Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Simplifying the game plan. Like, don't try to do too much. Like, I understand you want to see some of the flashes of him getting the ball down the field. But I do think he's not in a terrible spot, which is crazy to say about a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns when there has been very little success at that position in, what, the last 25 years? But you're right. Like, you look at Kevin Stefanski, and I understand there's been this, like, weird narrative of, you know, Cam Newton saying that Kevin Stefanski is against Shedeur Sanders and all this nonsense. But you've got to remember, like, he's been a coach of the year, and he has taken Joe Flacco to the playoffs. And, like, no offense to Joe Flacco in year whatever it was when he was the comeback player of the year, because obviously Joe Flacco deserves some credit for that himself. But I'm saying, like, you don't get to that spot without a head coach that puts you in those positions. So Stefanski, I think, deserves some credit here. I do think he will try to make the best game plan for Shedeur here. I don't think he has any negative feelings. At the end of the day, coaches want to win games. So I just think that any type of negative feelings that Kevin Stefanski might feel in his heart of hearts against Shedeur Sanders is outweighed by the fact that this team needs to win games. Maybe not at this juncture of the season, because now you're just thinking about the future. But I do think there are some good pieces around Shedeur. Like you said, it's a good defense. And against the Raiders, like, this is one of the three worst teams in the NFL. So you couldn't ask for a much better matchup when it comes to a defense. But it's also two games in. So, like, I'm not thinking about Shedeur Sanders absolutely lighting it up. I think if he has a decent day where he limits the turnovers and he limits the really bad plays, because that's the difference in college, I feel like, is some of these college quarterbacks, they can scramble backwards for 15 yards. You're like, all right, bad play, whatever. In the NFL, you can't have that. So I feel like those are the plays that Shedeur has to work on. And again, it's going to be a steep learning curve because, again, it's just his second NFL start.
Yeah, he needs to scramble out, not back. At Colorado, right, there was a lot of back. And he does the thing where he flips his back to the defense to try and, like, do a bootleg as you've already taken a 5 or 7 step drop, which is not an effective plan. You can get away with that when you're playing, you know, respectfully, like a Cincinnati, a Kansas State, where they have a couple of guys that are Sunday players, but not everybody is a Sunday player. Well, now you're going up against everyone who's a Sunday player. And it would not be in the best interest of Shedeur Sanders to start turning his back to a guy like Max Crosby. Not smart. Not a very effective way of trying to win. I hated that Cam Newton comment, by the way. Like, I've kind of been a fan of Cam Newton as he's made that transition into media prior to him jumping on these embrace debate shows, because every time somebody jumps on an embrace debate show, their credibility takes, like, a massive, massive fall. And it's just the nature of the show. You got to say some dummy things, but that felt like a dummy thing. You know, he should know better. Kevin Stefanski can feel, one, whatever he wants about Shedeur Sanders, but you're not splitting reps in November in practice. And it felt like that's what he was getting at. And as a guy that's been on many NFL rosters, both as a starter and a backup, you should know that you are not splitting reps. So Shedeur coming in, that's his responsibility to be taking mental reps when he's at practice. It's something that Tom Brady says all the time. Drew Brees has said it all the time. Peyton Manning has said it all the time. It feels like every time that Peyton Manning is doing the Manning cast, and they have a quarterback come on, Stafford, Russell Wilson, like, whoever comes on the Manning cast, mental reps always comes up in that conversation. And not to say that Shedeur Sanders was not taking mental reps, but to then be trying to undercut Stefanski, who, as you mentioned, got Joe Flacco to the playoffs at, like, 39 years old. Literally had to change the way that you vote on the comeback player of the year. The NFL sent a memo out after that saying, hey, you can't just vote for a guy because he's old. Kevin Stefanski made them change the way you vote on the award with what he did with Joe Flacco. He's a great offensive mind. I think with a full week, you'll see that Shedeur Sanders is going to look way more comfortable. I just did not love that comment by Cam Newton.
Well, it just didn't make a lot of sense. And even when you go back to, like, reps, even when there is not any type of a quarterback controversy, wasn't this a big deal when Tom Brady was playing and he was, like, making a stink? They're like, no, Jimmy Garoppolo is not getting any of my reps. Like, do you remember that? I don't know if that was, like, a rumor, but, like, it was a big deal to Tom Brady. So it's one of those things where, like, it's just not normal to split the reps like that. And Cam Newton should know better. But talking about this line, do you have any faith in the Browns now? Now getting four points against one of the... But then it's one of the worst teams in the NFL. Like, if there's a team that the Browns can keep it close with, it's the Raiders.
It is the Raiders. But my fear is, Chelsea, that everyone and their mother is going to jump on the Browns because of Shedeur. So I would rather... One, I'm not going to take a side in this one, period. Look, the NFL slate is not great this weekend, but it's not bad to the point where I feel like I need to bet on the Browns and Raiders. Like, I can still find some other value of this weekend. I would just look at some props. I'd look at some maybe some Ashton Gentry props. If I can get, like, a Myles Garrett sack prop, maybe a Quidshot Junkins prop. I don't know that I'd bet any wide receiver props for Cleveland. Probably just hold on that. I need to see him with a full week of preparation. Like, what we saw against Baltimore, who is also not a very good defense, was that because he had no reps, or is he just not very good? Because that's still very much a possibility that he's just not that good.
I would be careful on props, too, just because the total on this one keeps sinking. I don't love betting on props unless it's unders when we're talking about a total of 36. So I think the total is a strong play. Again, I have the Browns in a teaser because I don't think that the Raiders are going to win by, what, 10 points? I don't see a blowout. So I think there's other options, but it's not going to be a side. It's not going to be props for me. All right, coming up next, we have to talk about this picture of Bill Belichick and an adult cheerleading competition. I have a lot of questions here. It's next on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.